Anti-Pelosi rebels hit snag as Marsha Fudge under fire for letter defending judge accused of murdering wife. By Matthew Boyle on November 20, 2018. They were on a roll for weeks after the midterm election until now. But anti-Nancy Pelosi rebels inside the House Democrat conference just hit their first major snag in the wake of Democrats taking control of the House majority next year. Their potential candidate for Speaker, former Congressional Black Caucus Chairwoman Representative Marsha Fudge, D.O., is under fire for previously defending a judge now accused of brutally murdering his wife. The vicious hit on Fudge comes after she had attacked Pelosi as an elitist, signed a letter with more than a dozen other Democrats vowing to oppose Pelosi for Speaker on the floor of the House early next year, and floated potentially running for Speaker herself against Pelosi. Specifically, what has emerged is a letter Fudge wrote in August 2015 defending former Cuyahoga County, Ohio, Judge Lance Mason during his sentencing over brutally beating his wife Aisha Frazier. Mason ended up spending 9 months in prison for the 2014 assault on Frazier, and after his release from prison was hired by Cleveland Mayor Frank Jackson's administration in a minority business development role. But the assault was brutal. He punched his wife 20 times and smashed her head into the dashboard of their car while their kids were watching in the back seat. Mason in August 2014 punched his then-wife 20 times and slammed her head against the dashboard of his car 5 times, breaking her orbital bone. The couple's children were in the back of the car when the attack occurred. Mason, who previously served in the state legislature, was a sitting Cuyahoga County judge when the attack happened. This account from Cleveland.com gives more details on the timeline of events, including how Frazier, then going by her married name Aisha Mason, had called 911 and told dispatchers she was afraid her husband would hurt her daughters. In the wake of his arrest, indictment, and conviction, the still politically connected, though disgraced, former judge got Fudge, who had just finished her term earlier that year as chairwoman of the Congressional Black Caucus in the U.S. Congress, to write a letter in favor of his case. In the letter of support for Mason dated on August 9, 2015, Fudge writes that her backing of him comes as a result of more than 20 years of friendship. "Most assuredly, I am deeply saddened and disappointed at where we find ourselves today," Fudge wrote to Cuyahoga County Prosecutor Timothy McGindy. "The behavior Lance displayed on August 2, 2014, is out of character and totally contrary to everything I know about him." Fudge continues for another 2 paragraphs lavishing praise on Mason as a good man. "The Lance T. Mason I know is a kind, intelligent man and loyal friend," Fudge wrote. "The Lance T. Mason I know is an advocate for the people of his community. Whether as a county prosecutor, state senator, or common pleas judge, he is well respected and well liked. Lance Mason is a good man who made a very bad mistake," Fudge added. "I can only hope that you see in Lance what I and others see." Except, the problem for Fudge now is that it does appear to have happened again, and this time it was much worse than the first time. Frazier was brutally stabbed to death, and none other than Mason has been taken into custody by police. The Washington Post's Michael Bryce Sadler reports on Tuesday. A disgraced former judge who went to prison for beating his then-wife so severely in 2014 that she required facial reconstructive surgery was taken into custody after she was found slain Saturday morning, Ohio police said. The Shaker Heights Police Department said officers responded to a 911 call at a residence in the morning, prompting them to launch an investigation into Aisha Frazier's killing. Ex-Cuyahoga County Judge Lance Mason, Frazier's former husband, was taken into custody, police said. Fudge's decision to put her own reputation on the line for this guy in an official congressional letter in 2015, stating emphatically that he assured her this type of abusive behavior would never happen again, is coming back to bite her now that she is putting herself into the national political limelight in the fight for the speakership of the House. But now that Mason has been arrested in connection with Frazier's murder, Fudge is distancing herself from the man she defended to prosecutors just a few years ago. In a new statement released after his arrest, Fudge claims she does not know him anymore. "My heart breaks for Aisha Frazier. I pray for Aisha's family, especially her children, as they attempt to deal with this tragedy. My support of Lance in 2015 was based on the person I knew for almost 30 years. An accomplished lawyer, prosecutor, state legislator, and a judge. That's the Lance Mason I supported. The person who committed these crimes is not the Lance Mason familiar to me." It was a horrific crime. I and everyone who knew Aisha are mourning her loss. According to Politico, the Democrats will have anywhere from 233 to 235 seats in their new majority in the House depending on how the last couple races get called. Since a speaker candidate needs to win a majority of members present in voting for a candidate, the candidate need not be declared or nominated. And eligibility is not confined to current members of the House but is much broader than that. That means Pelosi would need 218 votes assuming all voting members are present and vote for a candidate. Depending on those final House races, Pelosi could only afford to lose anywhere from 15 to 17 Democrat votes and still win the speakership without GOP votes, even though some Republicans, notably Representative Tom Reed, RNY, have suggested they would be open to helping her in exchange for rules changes. President Donald Trump has trolled Pelosi's problems, saying on Twitter that he will get her whatever GOP votes she needs to win. But Pelosi has insisted she wants to win with only Democrats, because relying on Republicans would make her weaker among Democrats and strengthen Trump's and Senate Republicans' hands in negotiations on major issues between the chambers of Congress and branches of government. Another problem the rebels against Pelosi have run into is not being able to field a candidate against her, and that is where Fudge came in. Fudge floated potentially running for Speaker herself against Pelosi in recent days, hitting the once and potentially future Speaker Pelosi as an elitist who is out of touch with ordinary Democrats because she is so wealthy. Representative Seth Moulton, DMA, another leader of the anti-Pelosi rebels, has pushed Fudge as the alternative, saying she was his mentor in Congress and he backs her for Speaker. But now, with Mason being arrested on suspicion of the murder of Fraser after Fudge defended Mason so vociferously just a few years ago, Fudge's shot at the speakership just got a whole lot more complicated. And, if there is anything for the anti-Pelosi rebels to learn from their Tea Party anti-John Boehner rebels from the last generation in Congress, it is that to succeed they would need almost everything to go their way between now and the early January vote on the floor. Mistakes like this are costly.